Supporting Liverpool means we're constantly focused on what's next. The next win, the next transfer, the next evolution. But what about the games gone that have slipped our mind, yet told us so much about a team, a player or a manager? Games we no longer register, but which would ultimately come to shape Liverpool's future. I'm Dan Morgan and this is The Lost Tapes. And each episode I'll be sitting down with an Anfield Rap contributor to talk about two games from the year 2000 onwards, one of which will be from the Jurgen Klopp era. We look at why that game was so important, what it meant for the future, and how it eventually became lost in the archives of this club's great history.
Joined by Neil Atkinson to discuss another two games from Liverpool's history. It will start at Anfield for Liverpool 4, Crystal Palace 3, the 19th of January 2019, in the midst of 2018-19. I'll run through the teams for you, the listener. So, Liverpool's lineup is Alisson Becker, Virgil van Dijk, Andy Robertson, Joel Matip, Fabinho, James Milner, Naby Keita, Jordan Henderson, Firmino, Mane and Salah. Palace, Baroni, Wan-Bissaka, Tompkins, Mamadou Sakho, Van Aanholt, Townsend, McCarthy, Milivojevic, I can never say it at the best of times, Cech Kouyaté, Wilfred Zaha and Jordan Ayew. Decent Crystal Palace side, you'd say. At one at the time, wasn't winning that many games. Certainly wasn't posting 4-3 score lines. Just a quick line from James Pearce in a post-match write-up that he did, where he used the sentence, "You could hear the groans in Manchester." Now, for me, time plays a funny thing with you when you're sort of going from Klopp era 2017 to 2020 in particular, and I remember thinking, well, I just assumed on putting this one in the list that it was around sort of March, April time, 19th of January.
Yeah.
And all of this sort of plays in, and it's all relevant in the sense of the margins and the margins being so fine, but also Liverpool arriving at the margins being so fine for the first time and taken to it like a duck to water, but it's still being incredibly tense and horrible. And also maybe the fact that, you know, with this one, almost like you're in a chimp, you're in a fears, playing out a little bit about them being penetrable, about them being vulnerable in right back areas, about Wilfred Zaha and players of his ilk. You know, just all of it seemed to come to fruition on this afternoon. Do you remember the afternoon well?
Yeah, I do. Watching the highlights back as well, the YouTube, which we'll tweet out if you ask, was great, but it really was just a reminder of what it was like. And I think it's, for me, it's one of those games in this period where it almost bookmarks a period, I think, from the Wolves game back at the just before Christmas when we went to Molineux. It was teeming with the rain.
Gosh, yeah.
And we're great.